I ran into people who understood the importance of having a book about their business. So I wrote Taming Your Turmoil with a psychiatrist from the University of Pennsylvania. I wrote How to Win Productivity in Manufacturing with a graduate of the Wharton School.
Welcome to the Franchise Hot Seat Podcast, where we talk about all things franchising. Now, here's your host, Dr. John P. Hayes.
Welcome to the Franchise Hot Seat Podcast. I'm your host, John Hayes, and I'm glad you're along for the ride. I've been talking about franchising, teaching about franchising for many years, more than 40 years. Since 1979, when I was a young college professor at Temple University in Philadelphia, where I was the head of the magazine writing program, a fellow called one day and wanted me to write a book about his business, which is something that I specialized in. For $10,000, I would write a book for you about your business. Because I knew that if you had a book about your business, the media would say you're an expert. Now, it might not have been true, certainly wasn't true of me, but eventually the media started saying that I was the authority on franchising, because when John Kinch called me one day and said that he had a cooperative direct mail advertising franchise and he wanted me to write about it, I was laughing to myself because first, I didn't know how to spell franchise. And secondly, cooperative direct mail advertising? That's a mouthful. What's that all about? Well, it turned out that it was Trimark. And you may know that business better as Money Mailer. I think Money Mailer bought Trimark at one point. There was a lot of consolidation industry. These were envelopes with coupons inside that people would get at home. And if that was your territory, you sold the coupons, Trimark printed them, sliced and diced the coupons, put them in envelopes, put a label and postage on those envelopes, and mailed them out on your behalf. And if you did that 10, 12, 15 times a year, you were making yourself, back in the early 1980s, a big six-figure income. And you were pretty happy. You were a salesman, essentially. You didn't have to do any of the technical work. They did it all for you. And this was all pre-internet, by the way. Wasn't it a wonderful concept? And when I discovered that's what franchising was about, a franchisor creates a model, teaches you how to operate that model, how to learn it, how to operate it, how to do it, and supports you in the process. And yeah, there's a fee involved. There's an upfront fee. Just like if you join the country club, you pay a membership fee because you want all of the benefits of the country club. When you join a franchise, you're going to pay an upfront fee because there are lots of benefits that that franchisor is going to provide to you. And once I understood that, I really liked it. I was making no money as a college professor, $12,500 a year as an assistant professor at a major university. But I had a couple of kids. I couldn't afford to send them to private school on that kind of money. So I had to freelance, and happily, I could write. And happily, I ran into people who understood the importance of having a book about their business. So I wrote Taming Your Turmoil with a psychiatrist from the University of Pennsylvania. I wrote How to Win Productivity in Manufacturing with a graduate of the Wharton School who had a terrific computerized program to help unsnarl the hiccups in the manufacturing process. And all of these books, by the way, were supposed to be self-published by the people who were paying me $10,000 to write their book, but all of them got published by New York publishers, including Franchising, The Inside Story, which then took on a life of its own. Before we continue, let me tell you about the Selling Franchises Bootcamp coming up at Palm Beach Atlantic University, the home of the Titus Center for Franchising in West Palm Beach. This two-day boot camp is jam-packed with information and people who will help you sell more franchises in 2023 and beyond. Everything from lead generation to technology that people are using today to sell more franchises, to events that you can incorporate, to how to sell to the generations of people who are buying franchises. Baby boomers don't buy the same way as Gen Z buys, and you need to know that information. Plenty of networking opportunities, three major keynotes, lots of information that will be valuable to you in this two-day boot camp at Palm Beach Atlantic University. You can get all the details at TitusCenter.com. Click on Selling Franchises Bootcamp. It's set for January 19 and 20, 2023. Generally, I would write a book for someone, collect my money, and I would move on. There was no afterlife to the book, but franchising just never went away. When it was published, the publishing company asked me to do phoners. So I would sit in my office in Philadelphia, and radio in Chicago, Drive Time would interview me, and they would always say, "Don't go away, up next is the world authority on franchising." And I would laugh to myself because I spent all of 6 months interviewing 100 people, franchisors, franchisees, franchise lawyers, people at the International Franchise Association, anyone who is really an expert in franchising, I interviewed them to gather my information to write a book. I did all this in that 6 month period of time. And then I would be interviewed on the radio, and a week later, someone would call and say, "Hey, I own a franchise company. I'm in Chicago. I'm in LA. I'm in wherever across the United States. And we heard you on the radio, and we wonder, could you write a newsletter for us, for our franchisees? Or could you come and speak to our franchisees in Honolulu? Or could you write an operations manual or rewrite our operations manual? Could you help with this? Could you help with that?" If it was writing related, of course I could do it. And after a period of time, because I had no credibility as a franchisee or as a franchisor, I never worked for a franchise company, but after a period of time, I had credibility with franchisors who wanted me to write for them. And so this continued for quite a while. I gave up my assistant professorship, but I said, "I'll come back to a university," which is what I love to do, teach. "I'll come back to teach when I can afford a faculty member's salary." Until then, I went off to work in franchising. And at one point, I decided, you know, if I'm out there speaking about how to be a franchisee, I really ought to have owned a franchise so I would have some credibility to speak from. And I bought with a partner an ATM franchise. I didn't really operate it because that's not what I do. We handled that together. We hired people to help us do that. And then later, the best franchise opportunity that I invested in, again with a partner, was Homevestors, We Buy Ugly Houses. And I ran that business with my partner for a period of time while I was consulting with Homevestors. I'd already been on the board of the Dwyer Group, which is now known as Neighborly. So I had lots of experience working with Don Dwyer and his family and learned a great deal about franchising, how to sell franchises, how to train franchisees, how to support franchisees, how to build the relationship between the franchisor and the franchisees. All of that became very important. Then I got on the Homevestors board, Homevestors based in Dallas, where I was living at the time. When I joined the company, I think there were maybe 50 franchisees. And when I left the company, there were 265 franchisees in 30-some states. And unfortunately, the founder of the company got cancer. And as he was on his deathbed at one point, he asked me to succeed him on behalf of himself and his family. And I agreed. I became the president and CEO of Homevestors of America. So I'm one of the few people who you probably know who has been a franchisee, a franchisor, and a supplier to the franchise community for more than 40 years. I lived abroad for a period of time, and just by great luck and the grace of God, I got a call from a client who said he had given money to a university in West Palm Beach, Florida, Palm Beach Atlantic University, where they opened a center to teach students about franchising. Because very few people know much about franchising. Universities generally were not teaching franchising. And so in 2017, we launched Titus Center for Franchising at Palm Beach Atlantic. And today, 5 years later, I have graduated 30 students in that program. They've earned a concentration in franchising. Four of them already own five different franchise brands, and then a bunch of them work for franchisors and franchisees. I have 60 students earning a concentration in franchising now. And so this has become a passion for me, to teach about franchising. Whether or not you buy a franchise is not of greatest interest to me, but that you know whether or not you should buy a franchise and you know which franchise would make sense for you to buy, that's important to me. Whether you want to become a franchisor and create your own network of franchisees, that's not as critical to me as helping you understand how to do that and why to do that and the steps that you're going to have to go through to perfect that process to build your own network. And all of this we're going to talk about in the Franchise Hot Seat Podcast. I'm glad you're with me.
Thanks for tuning in to the Franchise Hot Seat Podcast with Dr. John P. Hayes. Tune in next time for more conversation around all things franchising.